Happy Sabbath, everyone. I want to welcome everybody on the webcast, those that may be out there. Oops, let me turn this over. I want to start today by asking everyone a question, and a simple question. Have you ever judged someone? Have you ever judged someone? Well, of course you have. We all do it. We do it all the time. We judge. That's what human beings do. It's human nature to judge, especially with our eyes. We do it all the time. So when we judge someone, we form an opinion, and then as soon as we form an opinion, we place a label on them. Place a label. Now, some of those labels are like friendly. You know, you meet a friendly person, you judge them, you say, that's a friendly person. Put the friendly tag on. Grumpy. Chatty. Worldly. What about humble? Have you ever wore that label? Have you ever wore that one? You know, we may apply several different labels to people when we judge them. It might be a combination of friendly and chatty. Combination of grumpy and worldly. Friendly and humble. You know, I want to give everyone an example of judging someone and applying a label. And again, I said we do it all the time. And think about this. You're talking to somebody. You need to be careful because they're so fragile. They're so fragile. You need to be careful what you say because it may upset them. You might view that label as saying fragile. Handle with care. You know, this is a very, very fragile person. You need to handle them with care. And we can all visualize that label, fragile, handle with care. We see it on boxes. We see it all over the place, fragile, right? Today's message is labels, labels. And it's a metaphor, as you might have guessed, for our judgments, the way we judge other people. And sometimes we see things a little more clearly when we use metaphors. We can build a mental picture, if you will. And the intent of this message today is simply to help us all understand how easy it is for us to judge each other, judge everyone, and place a label on them. It's easy. We do it all the time. We all have labels applied to us as well, because doesn't work just one way. This works all over the place, right? We place labels, and we have labels placed on us. What labels do we have placed on us? Wait a minute. We all have labels applied to us. Some labels are good. Some labels are real good, actually. Some labels, not so good. We all apply labels to everyone, or just about everyone we know. And again, some are good. Some, not so good. It's easy to judge and apply a label to everyone. It really is. But we need to think about the labels that have been applied to us. We really do. This is the impression others have of us. What labels do you and I display? You know, what labels are we placing on other people? That's the heart of today's message. You know, brethren, with social media and the internet, it's made it so easy to place labels on somebody. You've got Facebook, you've got Snapchat, you've got X, you've got YouTube, and all the other social media sites out there that makes it easy to like something, dislike something. You can block people. You can do all kinds of things. I think we can all agree that from time to time, and most of the time, the internet's pretty vicious. You can be brave on the internet. No one sees you. Let's turn over to our first scripture. And actually, we're going to read this scripture more than once, and it's in the book of James. James 4. James 4. And I'm going to start reading in verse 10. James 4:10 says, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." Verse 11, "Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother labels his brother, speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Verse 12, and this makes it very, very clear. This is all very simple. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge? Who are you to judge? Who are you to label somebody else? And we're not talking about the positive labels. We're talking about those pesky negative labels. Some of the worldly labels, maybe. You know, something we need to make real clear right now is there are good labels. Good labels that you and I, we want to display. We want them applied to us. We really do. And we'll get into that here in just a few minutes. Those positive labels are the ones we want to collect, right? So for the purpose of today's sermon, we need to define exactly what a label is, what it might look like, what it might say. We need to define what a label is. And I just so happened to write down a definition. This is Robert's word. It doesn't come from a dictionary. A label is the way someone perceives us or the way we perceive someone else. Okay? It's an impression someone forms or develops based on what they perceive in a person. Okay? In other words, it's a judgment we form about someone or someone forms about us. So this is what it is. That's what a label is. It's a judgment. And again, good or bad. You know, I'm sure everyone here has heard the saying, you need to make a good first impression. You need to make a good first impression. It's not always possible, is it? Sometimes people kind of, you know, metaphorically catch you with your pants down, and you didn't make the best impression in the world, you know, and then they judge you. And did they judge you correctly? No, they didn't see you at your best, you know. So think about it that way. Now, we've all heard, and this is another one of those, I guess I'll call them idioms. We've all heard, don't judge a book by its cover. That's hard not to do. In fact, it's natural for us to do. The minute we open our eyes, we see things, we're judging. We're forming an opinion, aren't we? Now, one more idiom. We've all heard the saying, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Yeah, you betcha. And let's turn over to the book of John. I'm only going to read one scripture here, but it's a very critical scripture. Book of John, John 7. John 7 and verse 24. John 7, 24. Says, do not judge according to appearance. Don't judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Is that what we do? When we form an opinion, usually very rapidly, are we considering everything? Are we judging with righteous judgment? I know I've been guilty of not, and it's kind of the reason I put this message together today. I'm speaking to myself. When you read that scripture, John 7, 24, it says, do not judge according to appearance, right? You might say, don't judge a book by its cover. That's what Jesus Christ is saying there. Don't judge a book by a cover. Don't judge according to appearance. So, because we're talking about labels, what kind of labels are there out there? What kind of labels? What are we talking about? What do labels say about you and me? What do labels say? You know, and again, of course, we're speaking metaphorically. You know, these are all just pictures or images we can conjure up in our mind. But let's look at what some of these labels might say about you, might say about me. And I got three different categories I want to cover. Excuse me. I'm going to talk about negative labels, I'm going to talk about positive labels, and I'm going to talk about worldly labels. And these are all just words. That's what a label is made up of, is words. Words that you and I both or all understand. And I want to start off with negative labels. That's a good place to start. The word lazy. Have you ever called somebody lazy? Have you ever been called lazy? I know I have from time to time. Just ask my wife. What about grumpy? Again, I've wore that label from time to time. We got words like stupid, depressing, know-it-all, undependable. Now, these are all labels we really don't want applied to us, do we? We don't want to display those kind of labels on ourselves. What about liar, gossip, joker, untrustworthy, too serious, impatient? And again, that's me. I have a tendency of becoming very impatient from time to time. What about uncaring, short-tempered, self-righteous? These are all pretty unflattering labels, aren't they? Negative, ungrateful, jerk. Now, I have to tell on myself on the way to church just today. I thought about it. A car passed me, and they were doing what they shouldn't have been doing. And the human nature, man, you just want to call them a jerk, you know? And we don't want to do that, actually. We want to avoid those negative labels. What about dishonest? And again, I could go on with this list all day, and I want to stop there on the negative labels, because the negative labels kind of put a bad taste in your mouth. You really don't want to say them, right? So let's go to something a lot more positive. And these are the positive labels that we may have applied to us, and hopefully we're applying to other people. Loving. Man, that's a label we all should be wearing. Kind. Serving. Thoughtful. Giving. Understanding. Understanding. Patient. Boy, I don't wear that one often enough. Caring, gentle, forgiving, righteous, humble, meek. These words all sound familiar. They come from the Word of God. And these are all labels. These are all impressions we should be exhibiting to other people, really. Now, there's other labels out there in this world, and they're called worldly labels. And we've all heard them. And they're very unflattering. And some may actually apply to us. Who knows? Who knows? Worldly labels. Words like homophobe. Homophobe. That's a label. Racist. Wow. I don't want to wear that label. Bible thumper. No, I think each and every one of us could actually wear that one fairly proudly, right? Bible thumper. Radical. A bigot. Tree hugger. What about a bully or a sexist? I think we all get the point, and I don't want to go over any more of those. But we also know that in this world, entire races of people have been labeled. You know, you've got African Americans, and there were words that were used that I will not say today. You've got the Chinese, same thing. I won't say it. We've got the Egyptians, you know, they call them different names. They label them. The white people have their own special label, don't they? It's not uncommon for you and I to wear a bunch of labels, a bunch of them. And sadly, they may be combined, the negatives with the positives, you know. And it's sad, but we need to try, and this is the main part of this message, we need to do what we can to eliminate those negative labels and replace them with positive labels. Look at those judgments we make about others. And we should be taking a lot more time when we do that. Depending on where we're at in our spiritual life, labels may change. They really do. They may change. As we grow spiritually, we acquire more positive labels. And hopefully they're covering up or eliminating, removing the negative labels that were once applied to us before we started growing in the truth. So there are negative labels that fade away and positive labels that replace them. So How do we know what labels you and I have placed on us? Wow, that's a big question, isn't it? What labels do we have? And keep in mind that a label is the impression somebody else has of you or you have of somebody else. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 13. 2 Corinthians 13. I'm only going to read a few scriptures here. Oops. Come on. 2 Corinthians 13, I'm going to start reading in verse 5. Examine yourself. And Paul tells us to go back to the basics. First things first, you want to see where you're at spiritually. He says, and he's talking to the Corinthian church, he says in verse 5, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. It says to test yourself. Test yourselves. Do you not know that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. Verse 6, but I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. We're not disqualified. It says examine yourself, to test yourself. This is how we learn what labels we have on us, right? Verse 7, now I pray to God, and it's sad that Paul had to say this, now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. Well, the words like approved, honorable, disqualified could all be labels. They really could be. Well, we know God is the only one qualified to approve us, to tell us we're doing a great job. We've got to judge ourselves. Disqualified, God's the only one that can disqualify us. But you know that honorable tag, oh yeah, I think we all would love to wear a tag that says, or a label that says, honorable. Now, have you ever heard someone say, maybe you've said it yourselves, I don't care what other people think of me. I really don't care what, you know, they can think whatever they want. They can think whatever they want. Is this your attitude? Is that the way we feel? Does it matter what people think of us? If it is, we may want to rethink it. Brethren, you and I are to be examples to everyone around us. We're to be examples, not just here at church, not just here on Saturday, on the Sabbath. We're supposed to be examples to this entire world, everyone around us. Are we doing that? Are we consciously being good examples to everyone we associate with or everyone that is near us? Does it really matter what other people think of us? Does it? Well, I looked online on the church's website for an article or something to put in this message today, and I found one, and the title of it is Labels. The title of this article is Labels. All you need to do is go into the church's website, put in the search bar Labels, and it'll come up. Just so happens that this article was written by Lorelei Nettles, my wife. Now, it's just coincidence, but it was everything I'm going to read today from that article is very pertinent to what we're talking about today. So I want to read just a paragraph at a time, and let's read the first paragraph. And this is Labels. As God's people, we are to be lights to the world. Our actions and words tell others who we are. We must remember that God allows for repentance through our Lord Jesus Christ. How can we hold on to unfair labels knowing this? No matter how much someone's actions or past may bother us, even if it's something we couldn't fathom doing ourselves, it doesn't mean they are not or could not be repentant. Who are we to judge? Who are we to judge? You know, Mr. Scott, you know, I loved you. I really appreciated your sermonette. It talked about grace. And I just want to mention right here, you and I, all of us, Jesus Christ gave us grace. God Father gives us grace. we should be like our examples and be give grace to others, right? So I'm going to continue in the article. Have you ever labeled someone? Boy, I think we all have, right? Labels are sticky and difficult to remove once placed. We often apply them very quickly, without a second thought. Just do it based on what we see. We've all been guilty of it. Maybe it was someone who was short with you and you labeled them a crab. You labeled them a crab. It could have been a person who you work with and you labeled them bossy. It's not always the big labels that stand out. Listen to this. Words like gossip, chatty, egotistical, and so on are all negative labels that can cause friction for a person or persons. Do we label other people? You don't want to be around that person. You know, they can't keep a secret. Don't want to do that. You know, Christ himself set us straight as far as placing labels or judging others. Go over to Luke 6, verse 36. Luke 6, 36. Luke 6, starting in verse 36. It says, therefore, be merciful. Be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. It says, do not judge. Verse 37. Judge, and you shall not be judged. Condemn, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Okay, these are all very basic principles, brethren, but you and I need to take them to heart. Dropping down to verse 42, or how can you say to your brother, brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye, when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye? Hypocrite. Okay, that word hypocrite, can you see that as a label? I can. Have I been a hypocrite in the past? Oh, I know I have. We're trying to grow, and we do that through repentance and constant contact with God. It says, hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye. Now, Matthew, the book of Matthew also kind of gives the same account, but it gives some different detail in it. And I want to turn over to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. Matthew 7 and starting in verse 1. Matthew 7 and verse 1 says, judge not that you be not judged. For what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. So, how badly do you want to be judged? How badly? And then verses 3 through 5 give the same account. And why do you look at the speck that's in your brother's eye and do not consider the plank that's on in your own? Brethren, we're told not to judge, not to judge. Are we following that rule, that law? Are we doing that? John 8, and we already know that throughout the Gospels, Jesus Christ was labeled by the Pharisees. He was labeled. John 8, starting in verse 13, John 8, 13, and we see the Pharisees labeling Jesus Christ right here. They're calling him a liar. They're going to call Jesus Christ a liar. Verse 13, the Pharisees therefore said to him, you bear witness of yourself. Your witness is not true. They just called Christ a liar. Verse 14, Jesus answered and said to them, even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true. For I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I came from and where I am going. And this is very important. I need you to listen to this. Verse 15, you judge according to the flesh. You judge according to the flesh. What did Jesus Christ say? I judge no one. Jesus Christ judges no one. Not right now. Not right now. This world is not being judged. Quite the opposite. You and I, brethren, we're being judged because we've agreed, we've been baptized, we've had the Holy Spirit, we've had hands laid on us. We continue to grow. It says, verse 15, you judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. And yet if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me. Simple. Again, this is a very simple principle. Nothing new again. Jesus Christ is our example. He is our template. He's our role model. He didn't judge and he didn't label. He didn't do it. He didn't do it, and not in the worst of times. John 12, verse 47. John 12, 47. John 12, 47. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, what does he say? I do not judge him. These are the words of Christ. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. Judgment isn't happening now, brethren, except for you and I. This is where it's happening. Now, I want to go ahead and focus on Paul. The Apostle Paul, and it was kind of brought up in the sermonette today, he had his hands full. The Apostle Paul really had his hands full with the Corinthian church. And the Corinthian church, wow, I'm hoping none of us are like the Corinthian brethren. They let a lot of things go by, didn't they? And Paul, he addresses this in 1 Corinthians 5. 1 Corinthians 5. Starting in verse 9. I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people. Yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetous, or the extortioners, or the idolaters, since you would need to go out of the world. Verse 11. But now, listen to this, but now have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother. A brother. I can't imagine my brothers doing any of those things. A brother who is sexually immoral, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner. It says not to even eat with that person. Now, we judge each other. Doesn't matter. We can be told not to, but we need to judge with righteous judgment. We need to look at, we need to remember, we've made a bunch of mistakes in our life. People make mistakes. And sometimes we judge too harshly. Verse 12 says, what have I to do with judging those who are outside? You know, do you find yourself doing this all the time? I know I do. Judging, especially when you watch the news. Judging people. Maybe when you go to the grocery store and you see some of the attitudes and some of the people just, I don't know what this world's coming to. Some of the people out there just flat out aren't nice. Well, the purpose of that scripture, though, says, do you not judge those who are inside? Verse 13. But those who are outside, God judges. He is the only true judge. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person. Brethren, if we're associating with people that are doing things that are blatantly wrong, we're not to even eat with that person, especially if it's a brother in the church. But we don't label. We don't judge, right? Now, I want to read one more paragraph, or another paragraph, I should say, from the article Labels. Once labels are placed, how often do we really try to remove them? If we are aware and try to remove them, are we truly peeling it away? Labels are glued on pretty well. And as we scrape them off, and I know we've all experienced this, they often only peel away. And you leave remnants. You leave those little glue bobbles behind. The remnants can be seemingly impervious to our attempts to remove them. It's kind of like the labels we put on other people, isn't it? Oh, lost my place. The remnants can seemingly be impervious to our attempts to remove them, but remove them we must if we want a clean surface to work with. We really want to replace the negative labels, and this is important, with a fresh one, one that's positive and welcoming. Wow. You know, Christ taught us to love one another. Are we doing that? Are we really doing that? Christ taught us to love one another. John 15, 17, you can write that down. And Ephesians 4, verse 2, we're told to be with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. You know, we can't show that kind of agape love if we're holding on to negative labels, if we continue to apply negative labels, if we're not trying to get rid of the negative labels we have displayed on us. So, you know, it's really simple, brethren. We need to forgive the same way Jesus Christ did. Again, simple principle. Forgive the way Christ did. How do we remove labels? Well, that's interesting. Sometimes we don't remove labels. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes they just disappear. They just disappear. Sometimes they just fade away. And I'm going to read another paragraph in the article, Labels. Giving a person the time to change or realizing that we may have mislabeled them in the first place is a good place to start as far as removing labels. And guess what? They may not be the one who changes at all. Often it is ourselves who have to adjust. If we're not forgiving, who knows what kind of label may be applied to us or placed on us in the future. No one wants to be negatively labeled, and we've all been guilty of doing it at some time or some point or another. Now, I mentioned John 15, verse 17. I actually want to turn there. John 15, and I'm going to start reading in verse 17. John 15, 17. These things I command you. These things I command you. That you love one another. That's a sign of who we are as God's people. It shows us we're His disciples, doesn't it? If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. Oh, wow. The world labels all of us. Now, I don't know about you, but those labels I wear proudly. When the world labels us as Bible thumpers, great, love it. Weird because we worship on Saturday. No one does that. Yeah, we do. Keep the holy days. The law's done away with. No, it's not done away with. We're not just under grace. We have to still do our job, right? Verse 19, if you were of the world would love its own. Oh, and then those would be friendly labels, even though they're not. Yet because you are not of this world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Interesting. You know, sometimes we can be hypocrites, you and I. We can judge somebody for the same thing that we've done ourselves. And boy, we hold on to those judgments, don't we? We hold on to those labels because, maybe we've learned our lesson, but we've done it in the past, but yet we're going to label and judge somebody because they're doing something that we may have already repented for. But they haven't. They haven't repented. So, Romans. And I still have quite a few scriptures to go through. I just realized I've got it. The Bible talks a lot about judging and labels. Romans 2, starting in verse 3. Romans 2, verse 3. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Now, I want to read that out of a different translation. I want to read that out of the NIV. Excuse me. Because it says it so it's a little bit more clear. At least for me, anyway. So, from the NIV, Romans 2, verse 3. So, when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them and yet do the same thing, wow, makes it pretty clear. Do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, patience, not realizing that the kindness, God's kindness, is intended to lead you to repentance? Now, if you haven't guessed, repentance is really the key. It's kind of the varnish, you know, when you have paint removing, you're trying to get rid of a sign on something. It removes it. It removes it. Repentance, when we truly, sincerely repent of the things we're doing wrong, that label should be removed, right? It should be removed. Well, some people just don't want you to remove that label. Sometimes we hold on to those judgments, and no matter how much time goes by, we're still reading that label. When this person walks through the door, yep, that's your opinion, right? Ephesians 4. I therefore, and this is Paul once again, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. How do we do that? Simple. It's simple. It really is. We forgive the same way Jesus Christ forgave. We use his example. We read about it. You know, we should all be trying to read something, study something every day, if we can. You know, it's not always possible. There's times where you might take a break. But you know what? We need to stay on top of our study. We need to stay on top of our prayer. We need to stay on top of our fellowship with one another. Iron sharpens iron, right? And we can't have negative attitudes or negative labels when we do this, right? Now, I want to read the last paragraph from from the labels. And this is about Paul himself specifically. And we know that Paul, the Apostle Paul, he started off not being so good, right? He started off with a pretty raunchy attitude. And let me just read this. The Apostle Paul was a great example of someone who could easily be labeled. He had no sympathy for Christians in his past and had even been involved in their torture and execution. Boy, he's got some labels on him. But when he found the truth, he changed his ways. He was not initially accepted by the church. And you can read this. I recommend you read Acts 9, but specifically Acts 9:26. But in order for him to become the leader who he was, that's the Apostle Paul, the people of the church had to learn to accept him. Wow, can you imagine trying to accept somebody who has been involved in killing your brethren, torturing your brethren? He was zealous. Now, They had to be forgiving. The church had to be forgiving. And they were able to do so because of their faith through Jesus Christ's teachings, as well as the knowledge, and this is something we all need to remember, as well as the knowledge that they too had mistakes, had made mistakes in their past. We all make mistakes. Are we going to be permanently labeled for the mistakes we make? Or are we going to give somebody the you can repent. I can repent. I can change. We all can change. And that's what God's life is all about. This life that you and I live, brethren, is we're supposed to be growing and changing and developing. Now, I started off by reading this scripture, and I want to go back to it one more time, and that's the book of James. James 4, and I'm going to read James 4, 10 once more. James 4, verse 10. And hopefully it means a little bit more to you as we read it this time. James 4, verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. It says, do not speak evil of one another. Don't judge one another. Don't apply negative labels to one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. We don't want to label. We don't want to judge. You know, even though it's in our nature, we want to focus on the positive labels. Those are the ones we want to apply to others, don't we? Those are the ones we want applied to us as well, right? I know that's what I want. I want the positive labels. I know, as I stand here today, I know I've got negative labels plastered on me. You know, we've all heard, and I've heard this one, you're kind of sickly. You know, I mean, that's a label. You know, I try my best not to be sickly, but it is what it is. You know, sometimes we label ourselves. Sometimes we label ourselves, and we don't even know it. How do we do that? Now, often what we do, we sometimes say things without thinking, you know, open mouth, insert foot type deal, where we say things and all of a sudden we might be labeled with, we're judgmental. We're judgmental. Okay, we just labeled ourselves. When we become angry and other people see it, other people witness it. Not righteous anger. I'm just talking angry. Just a bad mood type deal. You know. And then we've got that angry label placed on it. And we did it to ourselves. No one did it to us. No one placed that label on us. Well, it's on there because we did it to ourselves. I want to turn over to one of the most critical scriptures we're going to read today. And that's in Romans 14. Let's turn over to Romans 14. Romans 14, I'm going to start reading in verse 12. Romans 14, 12. So then, each of us shall give account of himself to God. Wow, that's pretty powerful, isn't it? You're not going to give account of me to God, right? I'm not going to give account of you to God. It's all up to us. We are the ones we need to be focusing on. It's judgments on us, right? Verse 13 says, therefore, let us not judge one another anymore. Stop applying those negative labels. Stop applying those negative labels. But rather resolve, and this is really important, and it sums things up, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. Those labels can cause people to stumble. You know, we start focusing on those labels, not on the person, and guess what? We're looking in the wrong place. Brethren, we're responsible for ourselves and no one else. We need to remember that. So as we start wrapping this up today, I want to turn to just a few more scriptures. Matthew 6. Matthew 6 and verse 14. Matthew 6, 14. Matthew 6, 14. Okay, where am I? There I go. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Wow. Still want to judge somebody else? I don't think so. 1 Peter 4 and verse 17. We've got to remember this because we are being judged now. We, you and I, are being judged now. Not the whole world. Not the whole world. Jesus Christ said himself, we read it, that Jesus said, I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. We are not here, brethren, to judge the world. We're here to survive it. We're here to make it through the chaos. We're here to live God's way of life the best we can and continue to grow. 1 Peter 4, verse 17. 1 Peter 4, 17. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Verse 18. Now if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly or the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Wow. Judgment's on us. We shouldn't be judging everybody else. We should only be looking inside ourselves, judging us, judging ourselves, determining what labels we've had applied to us, what labels we've applied personally to ourselves. Try to remove those negative labels. Try to replace them with positive labels. Positive labels. Our last scripture that I'm going to turn to is in Romans. And it's Romans 14. I'm going to read four verses here, verses 1 through 4. Romans 14, verse 1. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. You know, quibbling over things that don't matter. For one believes that he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat. And let him who does eat not judge him who eats. Now, this is where it gets important, brethren. For God has received him. In verse 4, who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. It's up to us individually. Now, I can't save you. You can't save me. We can encourage one another. We can sharpen iron with iron, yes. But my salvation is up to what I do in this life and the judgments I make in this life. Brethren, as we go forward, let us all consider the labels we apply to other people. And importantly, what labels are applied to us. And you and I need to remember, we are being judged now. So when God makes his final judgment, what label will he apply to us? Approved or rejected? Think about it.